at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Kapuya, kapuya.
Nick Allen, a little later on in the studio.
Hump day.
So, buddy, Howie Mandel, Joe Coy, and Kevin Nealon are all going to phone the program today. That's some A-list stuff right there. Craig?
Joe Coy and Kevin Nealon are actually our buddies.
Yeah, we're friends, yeah.
Yeah, we get along with them. Yeah,
we met Howie once years ago.
Yeah, we did.
It was on this date in 1985. You might remember where you were when Van Halen frontman David Lee Roth confirmed that he was leaving the band on a solo career.
Went well for a little while.
Couple albums.
Yeah, they were great. They were great albums, too.
Two?
Well, the two albums. He had more than
was
two.
Was one of them an EP?
Well, he had the EP out when he was still with Van Halen. That's why he left. Yeah, that was Hot in the Shade or something like that.
The EP was... Yeah.
That was a four-song thing, Gigolo and California Girls.
Oh,
but then he put out the album with Eat 'Em and Smile. Remember? And he also did the whole album in Spanish, too, remember?
Oh, yeah.
I remember having that at the radio station I worked at. We had two albums. Yeah, the same exact album, same tune in Spanish.
By him? I think we played a little bit of that.
Yeah, yeah. By him?
By him?
Oh, he sung
it
in Spanish.
He's like bilingual or what?
Well, yeah, he was. I didn't know. Yeah.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. A couple days ago, we mentioned...
I saw that band live, too. The David Lee Roth band with Steve Vai.
Oh, yeah.
On that first tour. Poison opened up, believe it or not. It was 87, maybe?
Wow.
86, 87. Poison, and they were obviously real young. Their first big tour, and David Lee Roth with Steve Vai on guitar. It was amazing. He was incredible.
Yeah, that guy's not bad.
No.
That Steve Vai character.
Yeah. No, that's the I Ain't Got Nobody... Just Gigolo. Steve Vai was on that, right?
No, he didn't do. I don't think he was going on the hot. That was just his EP put out when he left Van Halen. He was on Even Smile, though. Yeah. That was his band. After he put his own band together, Steve Vai was a guitar player, right?
I walked into the gym the other day, and that was on the Muzak system.
Which one? The Gigolo?
I Ain't Got Nobody, Just a Gigolo.
Yeah, I've been hearing that.
It was one of those moments where I had to stop and go, really? Like, you look up at the speaker.
That's an old song.
Yeah.
When that came out, I remember my grandmother telling me that was my grandfather's favorite song when he was a kid. Because that's a song from the 30s. Just a Gigolo. Yeah.
Perfect for David Lee Roth, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time.
A couple days ago, we mentioned a horrible story that we didn't know could happen. We mentioned that there was a motorcycle rider who was going down the interstate.
We got some emails about that.
And he got hit by lightning.
Yeah.
Right on his helmet.
Right on his gourd. Craig says.
Right. And, of course, he veered off the road at that point, as you would, after getting hit by lightning, and he didn't make the crash.
Now, I'm thinking he died on the lightning hit, don't you? We don't know.
He was not alive after the crash.
Yeah. Combination.
We won't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, a Florida wildlife park is confirming that two giraffes.
This is crazy.
Found dead last month, were killed by lightning.
Is that because they're the tallest thing? It's got to be it.
Yeah, I mean, but how has it not happened more over the years? Help.
They are nature's lightning rod.
They call it a billion to one chance.
Okay.
Yeah, because when I saw, they showed them before they died walking around this park, and there were trees.
One have a metal
neck.
There are
trees there that are as tall as them and taller than them. But I still thought the same thing everybody thought. Everybody, all the animals lower than the giraffes were fine. But it's still a billion shot, right?
That's what they say. Headphones with antennae.
Is that it?
Yeah. That acts as a lightning rod.
That's crazy, though.
Apparently there are shelters for these giraffes, but the giraffes don't like to use them. Or they don't use them.
Yeah.
They say they can't force them to use them.
Well, they're used to the Serengeti.
Yeah, you're right.
Shelters are for pussies, those giraffes say.
So that's wild.
Nope. You can do drills all day, and if they don't want to do it.
Giraffes don't go into shelters.
They're not going to do it.
And you know how they have the mowers that have to mow, but at the same time they go really fast. The really fast mowers, racing mower.
Oh yeah, the racing mowers. Yeah.
Well, part of the deal with the racing mowers is that they still have to be able to mow.
Oh, really? When they had these races?
Yeah.
The blade still has to go. Got it. Okay.
It has to be able to cut grass, and it has to look like a functional mower.
Right.
Honda has come up with a new one that goes from 0 to 100 in 6.29 seconds and can go just over 150 miles an hour.
Jesus. With the blades going?
Yeah, oh my I guess.
But it's still how well you can mow fast.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, don't even.
Oh, man, I hate that. God. Oh, I hate that commercial.
Craig just said so.
I know, but I hated that commercial, man.
That's what matters.
I don't hate that as much as these people do.
You know, I hate that one. You know what drives me crazy now? Is that dude yelling at Mayhem. What? I just want to punch the TV. I don't know why. It's not the actor's fault. Just the way he says what.
What?
I'm thinking, shut up, you pussy. Gotta hate that commercial.
No, you're right. I just don't like that he's being a bit of a drama queen.
So, that's what I don't like. Doesn't that drive you crazy? I'm glad it's not me. That commercial.
Your car
is getting stolen. Right.
You're watching it.
And you're being a drama queen.
There's nothing you can do about
it.
Yeah. You're not there.
Yeah.
He's just, God, I hate that commercial.
And you've got insurance. Yeah. It'll be replaced. Yeah. Just move on.
It's a lame commercial. Just like the MoFast one.
That'd probably be a case where.
I still think you're saying that wrong.
I would just soon not have the doorbell video.
I don't want to know. Right.
Yeah. I'm at the game here. I'm having a good time.
Right.
I don't need to tell me that you're stealing my car.
Yeah, that just ruins, it ruins your whole game. Right.
Harshes my whole buzz.
Yeah.
Well, park in the garage.
Yeah.
You know, you got a garage right there. Park in the garage.
I'll just, hey, I want to come home later and find out my car's stolen.
Gotta hit that.
It can wait.
That and the MoFast crap.
Yeah, I don't mind the MoFast one.
Hey, Mo.
I'm with you on that. That guy bugs me.
Thank you. I'm glad it's not just me. I know that we watch way too much TV or stuff bugs us.
Yeah.
But the what guy, I just want to reach in.
Yeah, that guy doesn't bug me particularly.
Oh, he's a douchebag. Yeah. He's a douchebag. I want the name of the mower, Hey Mo. That'd be a great name for a mower, wouldn't it?
Hey, Mo.
It would be a name for a mower.
Yeah, that's true.
The new Hey Mo.
It would be.
The new Hey Mo is on sale. You know, the new Hey Mo. We do some live endorsements for some...
maybe just a model.
Yeah, no.
Try the John Deere Hey Mo.
Hey Mo. Hey Mo.
Yeah.
It only cuts one length.
Just borrow the Curly Shuffle and use it as their sign, man. It's a song.
It'd get really confusing when they release the Gal exclusive model, the Homo.
Hey Mo. No. Yeah, that's not even a worthy a Monday joke, by the way.
No.
Are you kidding me? Come on.
No, I'm not kidding you.
Man.
Craig likes it.
Yeah.
Or Craig's afraid. That's not a good barometer.
Yeah, it is.
That's not.
Yeah. He might be laughing at you.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I like it. You see how that get confusing, though?
Hey, Mo.
All right.
What?
Of course, you better answer the phone since we... sent out the Mo signal.
We did.
he must listen live.
He does.
He must listen in real time.
All right.
Here it is.
Hey, Mo.
Hey, Mo.
You there?
Hello?
Hey, boys. I'd be up for some endorsement cash. you want to write up? Let's write up a contract real quick.
All right. Mo from Lincoln, here's the bad signal checking in. Mo. Hey, Mo.
Hey, Mo. Hey, Mo.
Don't call back. That's just the ending to that.
Don't get confused.
Don't get confused. We send out the Mo
signal.
He does
have about a 97% callback rate.
He does. Yeah. When he hears the bad signal, the Mo signal. Mo from Lincoln. Only Mo we know.
I'm just trying to think of a mower going 100 miles an hour.
I know, like, man. 150.
150.
Yeah.
It's got a drink holder?
Yeah.
I don't want it if it don't have a drink holder.
You know there's...
Could he see if he actually was out in some big field mowing like a huge industrial area and just whizzing by the 150?
That would be cool.
Yeah.
I really would want to know how well you could mow that fast.
Well, first of all, 150 would have to be done on a hard track. Because you couldn't go 150 in the grass.
No.
No. Yeah, you hit a bump, and you're airborne.
You're gone, and you're going
to
hit a bump.
And you're not going to be able to go that fast.
Right.
But still.
No, you're right. Right.
Even
80.
Right.
On a
yeah, that's crazy.
In your backyard's kind of
maybe
fast.
Maybe something smooth like a football field, a well-manicured football field.
I'm going to go to mow the grass. I'm back.
Imagine how much, I mean, you'd like rip it up all over the place just turning around to do your next pass. You'd be shredding the field.
Well,
last
you'd be
night.
Sliding into it like a sprint car.
Right.
Just a dirt track.
Do you imagine giving that to some golf course groundskeeper?
Oh.
He'd hurt himself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Of course, it'd never be the same.
No. Out of Windsor, Connecticut, police there say that Siam Corner Thai Kitchen and Pho reported a bad odor and a reddish-brown liquid dripping from the ceiling behind the front counter.
Whoa.
Not a good restaurant. That happens.
There's nothing wrong with the restaurant.
Well.
Officers entered the apartment unit above the restaurant.
Oh.
And found a body of a tenant leaking fluid.
But that means the restaurant, they never heard, they never smelled it at all downstairs because the restaurant was cooking
they do
Thai
not.
Food.
Yeah.
That's probably the
that
reason.
That must overpower the smell.
Well, they reported a bad odor.
A smell of a
eventually,
corpse.
Eventually, right.
And the liquid dripping from the ceiling.
Oh, God, that's gross.
They do not suspect foul play, but they did have to close the kitchen below for a bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, we got a dead guy upstairs, and he's leaking.
That's so gross, man.
It really is.
And it happened to be a Thai restaurant, too. What are the odds?
All right, here's our buddy DJ Weenie Wagon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a real fun day yesterday.
I'll bet.
Yeah,
the sheep buy dogs, don't they,
you
man?
Yeah, they buy dogs and $3 pops in water.
$3 pops in water. I'm surprised the Trumpers had some cash for that, man. All right.
Actually, the it was mostly farmers.
I thought so. It was an ethanol thing, right? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So they brought
they were a little shocked.
At the price? At the price of the hot dogs?
They got their subsidy money. You bring your subsidy money.
Oh, that's right.
Did you take subsidy money in exchange for hot dogs?
Absolutely. Yeah. The menu was the no collusion dog, the no obstruction chili cheese,
no
tariff-free jalapeno. So, yeah, that kind of softened the blow.
No, I know you, and I know you're a funny guy. So, did you do that, or did you just saying that? Because either one's
no,
funny.
I did that.
Did you really?
Did that.
The no collusion dog. You're all about green. He's one of my money Republican buddies right here.
but one of the pool reporters from Washington.
Yeah.
Came up and talked to me about it.
Oh, really? About your no
collusion? And he took a picture and video. Oh, yeah. You know, and he got a laugh about it. He says, so if this was Joe Biden, would you do something for him? I said, yeah, but he's not going to draw 2,000 people. So yeah. I'm probably not going to show. But they,
well,
you know,
Trump goes to friendly neck areas. That's why the people like him.
Of course.
He doesn't go to Blue Town, so all right.
But they the people had to sit around for about 4 or 5 hours because he was an hour late. So it kind of dragged down. But the coolest thing about the whole deal was the Secret Service guys. The coordination that it takes to get that guy around is just insane.
Well, yeah, because, he's the president, and that's what happens with the presidents. I've seen that happen at the World Series a couple years ago with Bush when he came to town back in 2001, I believe it was.
Oh, the motorcade.
Yeah, the motorcade.
After
Exactly.
Air Force One, and they're just clearing out.
The dogs.
Yeah.
Dogs had to go through the weenie wagon, everything. I mean, before we could get allowed back in.
Dogs through the weenie wagon.
Yeah. Dogs again. I'm like, well, how's this going to go?
Oh, yeah. Did somebody have to taste them?
Yeah.
No, none of that. Have a good day, guys.
See, man. He's paneling. He knows we're going to start ripping them. Yeah, the
dogs came through the weenie wagon, and then the health inspector came through because the dogs were there.
And by the way, Biden is kicking his ass 53-40 if they run right now, but he would drive 2,000 people, too. So we'll see what happens in a couple of years. We'll be talking about that again. Let's just move on, please.
Yeah,
when you come to friendly neck areas, when you pay people to see you, of course they're going to see you. Here, I'll give you your check. Come on up. Yeah. See me.
Yeah. And the election is a year and a half away.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, there's a nice note from April.
And there was obstruction.
April says, I wanted you guys to know you probably saved my life yesterday. I'm on my way to work, sitting at a light downtown Wichita. I couldn't tell what you were... the topic you guys were discussing, but I was really interested.
All right. All right.
So it was interesting, not memorable.
Right.
Light changed. You guys were more interesting, so I hesitated. Someone ran the light at high speed. I feel quite confident he would have killed me if he would have hit me. So thank you.
Wow.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, April, I guess. Yeah, very nice.
We'll try to continue to not be memorable.
I'm convinced that I've saved my life a couple of times due to slow reaction time.
Yes.
Oh, I tell my kids that now all the time when they drive. My daughter mainly, obviously. I said, don't hit the gas as soon as it turns green because some douchebag is going to race through there.
Yeah.
Every frickin' red light. Every red light some douchebag does.
It's not
that.
A light tree at a drag strip.
No.
Good coaching.
And at that age, it feels like it is. But I've learned that years ago. Don't step on the gas right away. I won't even go through a complete green light without slowing down a little bit because I know some, especially in the middle of the night, you know some asset could be driving, just racing.
And this particular place where I almost got hit, it comes out of my neighborhood. And
were you listening to the show and you were interested?
No. I was listening to something inside my head.
Yeah. And that bored you.
Ooh, yeah. That's dangerous.
And I got distracted.
Right. And you hit the gas right away?
No, the light turned green, and I looked up. Oh, the light's green, and boom, guy goes. He must have been going like 60 miles an hour. People fly on this particular stretch of road because it's going downhill.
Oh, is that leaving your house?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Coming out of my neighborhood.
I saw that. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
And yesterday.
Sorry, April. I'm glad you're still with us, though.
It's not a major thoroughfare, but it's the road through my neighborhood. It's the main road through my neighborhood. And I'm coming home yesterday. There's a park and a pool, and some kids come running out in the road, and I slow down for them. I didn't have to lock up my brakes. But last night, I'm driving. I think I'm going to get some ice at the convenience store.
Well, you got to get that special ice for your... Moscow Mules, right?
Yeah.
And, the Omaha Jackass is the drink you make now.
And then I see the basketball come out in the street, and I did have to lock up the brakes on that one.
You know somebody's running after the basketball, right?
And sure enough, there was a little kid. But it was right on the corner, so it was blind coming around. So beware. There's kids all over the damn neighborhood.
No, I'm slow down guy.
Me too.
Slow down!
I mean, I routinely stop right around that pool and let people cross the road because I'm really not in that big a hurry. Yeah.
I was just driving down the road in my neighborhood, just regular road there. And, this mom and her friend were getting a couple of kids into a car. The car happened to be parked on the road.
Right.
Well, the kids, they're 2, 3, you know, that they will run out into the middle of the road for no reason at any point in time. And so I slowed way down, watched the kids who, you know, they were kind of milling about.
Right.
One of them started to go and didn't, you know, so I passed by very slowly, you know, smiling at everyone and whatnot. Well, what I perceived to be the mom, one of the two women, just stared me down, wondering what I was doing. How dare I look at them?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, look at you, Craig.
this can't be the first time that's happened.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. I was going slow, so in case the
kid... What are you looking at?
Yeah.
I had to go see Trump. Sorry.
She was obviously angry at me, wondering why I'm looking at them.
Because you're waiting for them.
I just want to not hit your kid.
Oh.
Now, if you'd run out, that'd be fine now.
You're a creepy guy in a minivan. What are you going to do?
No.
My experience was the opposite. The parents waved at me because they were appreciative of me slowing down. And I don't,
What are you looking at? I know that look.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
Did you ever forgive yourself? Even if it wasn't your fault, it was a total accident, if you hit a kid?
Oh, God, no.
Well, you'd have to forgive. I mean, you'd never forget about it. It wouldn't be your fault. A lot of times, it's not your fault.
I know.
Who's the Raven?
I know it's not.
Regardless,
you're going to be heartbroken the rest of your life. Right?
Wasn't there a Raven ran over his own kid?
Yep.
The Todd Heap.
That's why they put backup cameras. Right?
Arizona State guy.
Jesus.
No, one time I think Shay was like 6 years old. We're at a baseball game, and she's a dumbass and runs out in the middle of the street. She gets hit by a car. And I felt so bad for the girl you hit her had just gotten her license. She was like 16. And she was devastated.
Yeah. She broke her leg then. I remember that was luckily that's all it was, right?
She just broke her the big bone, the femur.
Yeah.
Wow.
And if you're going to break your leg, you do it when you're 6 so dad can carry you around everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Ah, right.
Yeah, she wasn't returning that favor when you busted up your leg,
no,
huh?
No, she sure wasn't.
That still bothered you? That still bothered you?
Yeah, what happened?
Ungrateful kids.
You did it yourself, though. You were skiing. This was an accident. Shea had an accident. You were skiing.
Well, I had an accident, too.
Yeah, but if you weren't skiing, you'd been fine.
He carried her around when she broke her leg.
Yeah.
Repay the favor.
Carried Todd around?
Yeah, and I was skiing.
You what know, happened?
Where I'm supposed to ski, she's running up the street being a dumbass. You don't do that.
I you're supposed you to better. Ski around the pole, though. You're supposed to ski around the pole.
I do what I intended to.
I know.
But gravity had other things to say.
Stupid, stupid gravity.
You can't fight the gravity.
No. I can't see it, so I don't believe it.
Yeah,
man.
Yep.
Out of Florida, police say that a woman is in jail for squeezing her boyfriend's testicles until they bled.
Yeah, I saw the story. I just saw the headline, and I said, "You're I'm doing it right now." I pet myself down there. I go, "You're okay, boys. You're okay."
Sometimes
you're
that's okay. Extra
because you know they hear it. You know your balls hear that story,
right? They do.
And they're going, "Oh," and you go, "No, you're okay, man. It's okay."
You just don't want the phrase "until they bled" associated with that area,
especially your balls.
Lord. No,
I don't even know how that happens. Unless there was fingernails involved, but even
then, I
assume she's squeezing the actual testicles and they start bleeding.
Is anybody
that's
else?
That's
says.
What it sounds more like to me than
that's
fingernails.
That's what it says.
Right.
I'm feeling the pressure right now.
Oh.
Because that's what will be the most painful.
Right.
Is the pressure.
Now, cup them, don't hurts. Squeeze them.
Right before your nut is about to explode.
That's it. That's why I think they're bleeding.
Not in a good way.
I got to thank you.
Jesus.
I got to thank you for this because I really had to poop. But then the thought of this story, like, it's totally gone.
21-year-old totally woman gone. Attacked him during an argument. He also told police she scratched him and tried to choke him. After her arrest, she reportedly asked police to talk to him so she could apologize.
Now we just killed somebody because some poor dude is grabbing his balls in the middle of the intersection and somebody's mowing him down.
Hands on the wheel.
Oh, don't say Mo.
Hey, Mo. Hey, Mo.
Oh, you said Mo.
No call.
Yep. All right. Nick Allen, Howie Mandel, Joe Coy and Kevin Nealon, all that. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.